I hope I'm not interrupting anything, Dad, but I wanted to come down and talk to you. This guest room could use a good cleaning. It's not fair that you're sleeping down here. Mom is the one that cheated on you. But then again, after catching her in your own bed, you probably don't want to use it anymore. The two of you are getting a divorce, aren't you? I can't say that I blame you. Mom will probably get their house because that seems to be how it worked out for my friends when their parents get divorced. And then you'll move out, maybe not somewhere too terribly far, but like maybe closer to work. Someplace where I won't see you as much because it probably won't be a place big enough for you and a daughter. And I still have my last year of school to finish up before I graduate. I don't want you guys to get divorced. Not yet, at least. I'm not emotionally ready for it, and or financially either. Like, I know it sounds cold, but like, if you two get divorced and have to get your own place, you probably can't help pay for college like you promised. Especially if you have to pay mom. But if you stayed with her, like, just for a few more years, then it could work out. Maybe you and mom would even reconcile your differences, you know? She'd ask you to forgive her. She said it wouldn't happen again. Maybe it won't. This might have been a one-time thing. Kind of like, you know. Can't you just kind of forgive her? Or at least put up with her for a few more years? God, I sound awful. Don't I? Mom cheats on you, and I'm making this all about me. You're the one who was wronged here. You're the one who didn't do anything to deserve this. In her defense, Mom had a moment of weakness and a moment of opportunity. So she took it, and now she has to pay the price. But you need to understand that it could happen to anyone, even you. Under the right circumstances, I'll bet you would have cheated on mom. I don't know. With her sister, maybe? It sounds like she's not a flirt and seen more than her fair share of men. She's like a slightly younger version of mom, too. Or maybe someone from work. You go on business trips a lot. Mom tried to use that as an excuse for her cheating on you, but you never cheated on her. Or maybe you would have cheated on mom with me? I'm not joking, Daddy. What if the two of us were alone sometimes and the moment was just right? A little girl can sometimes get confused and think about her own father. And it's not like I ever disobey you. Maybe you walk in on me while changing, or even masturbating. Or we're just watching television together and cuddling like we've done for years. But we end up forgetting that we're father and daughter. Or at least not caring too much. Or maybe I wander into the guest room where you're staying, alone and vulnerable, and after a few drinks, I'm wearing a bathrobe with nothing underneath. Hypothetically, that is. Except if I open this bathrobe a little. It's not such a hypothetical anymore, is it? I need to save you and mom's marriage, Daddy. For at least partially selfish reasons. Mom did something horrible to you by cheating on you. But if you cheat on her, it balances out. And if you cheat on her with her very own daughter, your very own daughter, well, that swings the balance of badness very definitely in your favor. Not that mom would ever know, but you would. And that would keep you with her. Just for a few years, until I'm through college. That's a reason enough for me to do this. And as for you, mom cheating on you is more than enough reasons to cheat on her. Cheating with her on her sister would be almost perfect. She always get along better with you than her own sister. I think she'd do it. But she's not here. I am, though. And if my aunt looks like a younger version of mom, then I look like an even younger version of them both. You can't look at me and not see mom. Not like she is now, but back when you were first dating in high school. Based on my math, she must have been right about my age when the two of you conceived me. Did her body look like this, though? Let me take off the bathrobe completely. I've seen mom naked, but only recently. Does my body look like hers when she was younger and before she had me? Don't you wonder if it feels the same? Was mom even a virgin for you? Because I am. I get the impression she was wild when she was my age, until you knocked her up. I could say that I fantasized about you, Daddy, but I won't lie to you. Not like mom has. But don't you like to imagine me lying in the nice bed you provided for me, playing with my pussy? Kind of like I'm starting to do now, except I'm standing up. Imagine me lying in my bed. Fucking myself and imagining you did it. I don't have daddy issues, Daddy, but I so easily could if you'd give me the chance. I don't particularly want to fuck you or any guy right now, but I want you and mom to stay together. So you can cheat on mom for revenge. You can do it with your very own daughter. She cheated on you first, but sometimes two wrongs do make a right. And after what she did, and with how I look, and with what I am doing right now, don't you kind of want to fuck your little girl? That would teach mom a lesson, wouldn't it? For you to cheat on her, and with her precious little girl. She thinks far more highly of me than I do of her. She's tried to turn me into a miniature version of her my whole life. Wouldn't it be ironic if I let you fuck me? Just like you used to fuck mom. I'm making you hard, alright, Daddy? You're embarrassed by it. But you shouldn't be. You're very vulnerable right now. And I am coming on very, very strong. I am also very, very fuckable right now. You also had a few drinks after dinner. You could blame it on Dad. Even if it's mostly worn off by now. You're wearing the pajamas I gave you for your birthday last year. They don't hide your erection from my eyes. And definitely not my hand. As I move closer to you and put my hand over it, you react so strongly to my touch. You and mom haven't had sex in so long, have you? She blamed it on you traveling, but I heard and saw enough to know that even when you were around, she was never in the mood. Until that night when you were supposed to be out of town and I was at a friend's house, but mom wasn't alone in the homes. You must have so much cum saved up, so much horniness. As I slip my hand into your pajama bottoms, and I can feel your desperation and need in the hardness of your cock. All I have to do is stroke gently and already some pre-cum leaks out and over my hand. You do want to fuck me, don't you, Daddy? Or maybe not specifically your little girl, but someone. Someone young and sexy, and that looks kind of like her, but isn't her. Well, you can, Daddy. You can take your virgin daughter if you want. Maybe you want to throw me down the bed and fuck me? Or bend me over the desk here and pound me from behind? Or pick me up in your big strong arms and bang me against the wall? Whatever positions you want, Daddy. Whatever hole you want. Or all of the positions and holes you want. Maybe even stuff mom will let you do. Nothing is off limits with your little girls. Even if absolutely everything should be. Well, except for one thing. You can't come inside of me. For hopefully obvious reasons. I'm not on birth control like mom is, so you'd have to pull out. But that won't be too much of a disappointment, I hope. You can still fuck me however you want up until that point. You could even be rough. You could pretend I'm her and you're hate-fucking her. I would be okay with that. Or I can just be me and you're fucking your daughter. I'd even say all the right things. Things like, fuck me, daddy, or fuck your little girl, or whatever you wanted. Whatever it takes for you to fuck me and not divorce mom. Oh? That's getting your attention, isn't it? Did I awaken something inside of you, daddy? Something you never knew was there? I was hoping it was there. That's why I took this chance and why I've been calling you daddy all this time. For the first time in years. So won't you please fuck me, daddy? Just tell your little girl how you want her. Of course, daddy. I'll be a good girl and get on the bed on my hands and knees. This guest bed used to be my bed before you got me the new one a few years ago. So you will still technically be fucking me in my bed? Really, it should be in my bedroom, but that's right next to your room. Mom would hear and then come looking, and suddenly it turns into a different kind of divorce. But she won't find out. And I'm just as happy to get fucked by you downstairs, where no one will be able to hear your grunts of pleasure and my squeals of pain and pleasure. I can feel you get onto the bed behind me. Pull down your pajama bottoms a little, and free your cock. The same cock that made me, and the same cock that will make me into a woman. God, I know, that's a horrible, cheesy thing to say, but maybe I read too much internet porn. But now I finally get to live my version of it. My father is going to fuck me. I'm sure a lot of people are into that kind of thing. Like you, apparently. Not that I'm judging you for it. I'm counting on it, in fact. And now you press against me. Are we going to do it, daddy? Are you going to fuck your daughter? It's starting to go in. I'm not as tired as I thought I was going to be, because it turned me on so much. You did it, daddy. We're fucking. And you're cheating on mom. You can't divorce her now. But you can keep fucking me. You need to finish what you started. Sure, you took my virginity, but you still need to come. Not in me, of course. But all over whatever part of me you want. Maybe you'll even make me come. Mom didn't get a chance to come that day you called her. You walked in before she and the men could finish. But no one will bother us down here, daddy. No one will walk in on you as you slowly fuck your daughter, doggy style. There's no one to get in the way of your fun. Am I as good as mom at my age, daddy? Or maybe even better? Having sex with your daughter is so much different than what having sex with mom would have been like. Back then it was just two teenagers having sex, but this is a grown man having sex with his own daughter. It does feel kind of good, daddy. I wasn't really worried about that part. This was for you and for your marriage. Oh, it's still turning out nice. Every time your cock thrusts into me, I get another wave of pleasure rushing over me. I even come from this. Do you like that idea, daddy? Do you like that your cock is driving your little girl wild? You're getting close, Daddy. Don't forget to pull out. You don't want to get your own daughter pregnant, do you? Now that you got Mom pregnant with me. So, coming at me would be a very bad idea. Oh, fuck. Daddy, I'm going to come. I can't help it. You're going to come too. You're going to come with me. No, no. Daddy. Daddy. Supposed to come inside me. But you're talking with Mom tomorrow? I didn't do all this for nothing, Daddy. But if you ever feel bored and want to fuck your daughter again,